Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Floodwaters are receding some in the Chittagong Hills of Bangladesh. They've killed around 100 people and displaced 250,000. Farms International's Joe Richter says they connected with their church partner to get damage assessment.
He reported that it's the worst flooding in some areas they've seen in 15 years, and he is still awaiting reports on damages. Most of these villages are very remote, and most of them are hiking, so it will be some time to assess the damages up in those hills.
Ties from farm projects freeze churches to help needy and plant churches. Meanwhile, a new TV studio in Beirut, Lebanon is in the works. It's a Sat7 studio that will help broadcast the hope of Christ to millions across the Middle East. Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, will be able to do even more, says Sat7 USA President Rex Rogers.
It just gives us expanded flexibility. As I say, it's better stewardship, it reduced costs. Your staff are already very creative. People are freer to be more creative because they've got better tools and more space in which to work.
They're many months away from completion. In the meantime, be praying. And are you a single man with a heart for missions? Then you might want to listen up, because Africa Inland Mission is putting together an extreme team just for single guys. This mission team will spend 2 years in Lesotho, a tiny country in southern Africa, ministering to shepherds in the mountains. The need for the gospel is great, since shepherd boys are the least reached group in Lesotho. The team will leave January 2014, but now is the time to apply. Just go to our website to find out how. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the Mission Network News Facebook force. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Not on Facebook? Well, you can still have MNN delivered to your email or smartphone. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.